The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
What's the best part of a Dunkin' Run? The coffee? Is it the coffee or the $1 donut or $2 stuffed bagel minis or $3 sausage, egg, and cheese that you can add to it? The answer, of course, is yes. Time for a Dunkin' Run. $3 offer available on sausage, egg, and cheese sandwich only. Excludes specialty donuts and fancies. Offer valid on medium or larger coffee. Price and participation may vary. Limited time offer terms apply.
Welcome to Dueling Reviews, a show where two guys sit down with one comic and see what kind of things come up.
By the way, why is the copy that you loaned me, are the pages all stuck?
Hey, yeah, six criminals this week from Matt Fraction, and I don't know Zartsky's first name.
Chip
Zartsky. This is from Image Comics.
Zdarsky. Yes.
This is a sex comedy.
Sort of.
Well, I mean, that's how it was promoted by Fraction in an interview that I heard from him. And I heard him talk about this book. Gosh, it had to have been months ago before the solicitations were due. And by the way, I still have to get my comic book order in this month.
He's been tweeting about this book, making me want to read it since the day that he started, you know, writing it.
Mm-hmm.
And I clearly remember him saying, so we decided to call it Sex Criminals. And I'm like, really?
Yeah. So... here's why it's called Sex Criminals. We are introduced to a girl named Susan.
Yeah,
and all throughout her life hasn't been so good to her. Her father was murdered when she was a little kid. Her mother became an alcoholic. She didn't really have any friends. And then one day in the bathtub, as I hear that some women and girls often do, she has a moment.
A moment where the water is aimed
just right.
Just so, yeah.
And she has an orgasm, and
time stops,
which is an interesting concept.
I
will say that, even though, and a lot of people I think are going to look at this and go, oh, this is a pervy sex book. It's really not. I think sex, the orgasm and the time stop is the thing that gets you into it. And yes, this book starts out with it's all about sex because Susan, as a young girl, doesn't understand what's going on.
Right.
She thinks that this happens to everybody. She can't get answers from the school sluts. She can't get answers from her mom. She can't get answers from her gynecologist. And she just doesn't know what to do. And I think the premise of time stopping is somewhat interesting.
Yeah. It's kind of fascinating the way it breaks down because this is one of those stories that I like because sex is a component of
it. Right.
But the sex is, first of all, it's not sexy. Ooh,
oh,
yeah,
no. It's not like you're seeing, it's not, yeah, you're not seeing things.
But it's also something where it's very rare in comics specifically, but in a lot of media, for anyone to admit that characters have a sex life or
a sex
drive.
Right.
And Susie throughout this whole thing is like, yeah, I kind of liked it. I liked it a little too much. And I found that to be very fascinating and kind of refreshing in that she's not different after this happens, except for apparently having this strange kind of superpower.
Yeah. And I guess you could call it a superpower, stopping time.
Zach Morris did it. I mean, he had superpowers. Zach Morris could not only stop time, he physically translocated his entire high school from Indiana to California. Zach Morris is an Omega level mutant.
Okay.
As far as I'm concerned.
Okay.
Saved by the Bell.
Back to the book.
Yeah.
Well,
I'm sorry. I didn't realize we weren't allowed to do that. Let's talk some more about Breaking Bad.
We haven't even talked about Breaking Bad.
But we will.
No, we won't. There's no need to.
Yeah,
she goes through life. She discovers the love of libraries and book reading and decides that she's going to kind of devote her time to working there, and the library is losing money. So she's buying the books from the library, storing them at home, throwing parties, trying to raise money to save the library. And she has sex with guys and time stops and everything just moves on and blah, 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 blah. Until one day she runs into John.
Yes.
And he's a pretty cool guy. He's an actor. He comes on
Nabokov.
Yeah. And she just totally falls in love with him. And they decide to do it.
It's a pretty wonderful sequence. Actually.
It is. It really is kind of cool.
Doing the Nabokov. It's kind of neat. And as we go into this, you have to know that Susie is narrating her own story.
Right.
In the first, is it first?
Yeah, it's basically she's narrating the whole story because it starts out with the two of them having sex in a bathroom. And then she's like, wait, let's back up to the beginning. Right. And
she's
then she narrates
talking
it.
To us and making eye contact with us, the readers, which
yes.
is fascinating.
Yeah, the breaking of the fourth wall is really cool. And the fact that, you know, like when she's saying, hey, here's the point where I was told my dad dies. I was in class. Well, there's a little girl in class and sitting right behind her is Susan, you know, talking to us.
Yeah. Which is pretty awesome.
Yeah.
And then she meets Ted.
John.
Yeah. And John and Susie, they really kind of like each other.
Yep.
And they have kind of a college moment that is super sweet, actually. The moment where they have their cute meet and then they end up going to her room and then,
mm-hmm.
you know, the glow and the time stops and she says, boy, that felt nice. And he says, yep.
And then she realizes that and they both realize
yes.
that they have this power together. Susie has Susie's tried in the past to see if she can bring people into her time bubble, right. But it's never worked. And she's never found anybody else who's had this power until she meets John.
John, is your dick glowing?
Yeah. That's a pretty good line right there.
That is a wonderful line. That is kind of vulgar, and I apologize if it offends you. But
well, this is
that's an awesome line.
The only thing that is better than that line is when Susie goes into the bathroom with the school slut, as they call it. And I'm not being derogatory. It's just what they're calling
her
in the book.
That's what they actually call each other, yeah.
And she wants to learn all about sex, and
the girl is making stuff up.
And is just, no, she's not.
She's totally making stuff
no,
up.
No, Matthew, you're out
it's
of touch.
Like when, it's like when Oliver Wood explained to Harry Potter about the rules of Quidditch, and it's all nonsense words and things that cannot happen with natural laws of physics. That is exactly what happens when the girl starts to teach her about sex.
There's a lot of diagrams in ink on the bathroom stall that are really kind of interesting. To the point where Susie's like, actually, that one could be kind of awesome.
This is called shrimping, and that is not shrimping, by the way.
It's all
that is not.
This is fun, and Matt Fraction is having fun with this concept and this idea. And once Susan and John figure out what they can do, we flash forward back to where we came into the book. And right. time stops, and they exit and the bathroom where they were having sex, and they're both carrying guns, and we get the title Sex Criminals.
Which is, I think that the title is probably going to be the biggest.
I didn't look to see if this was in the Apple iTunes store, because the last time we had sex-related titles, it was banned for a couple of weeks.
That is a little troublesome to me, because there is a book just called Sex.
Right.
But,
Sex Criminals, Satellite
and
Sam.
And they're both Image titles.
Yes, yes.
Satellite Sam, likewise, dealing with sex. And Fraction's sense of humor works for him because there's tragedy in this book.
Mm-hmm.
There's horror in this book. There's squicky, inappropriate moments with, you know, a 13 or 14-year-old girl.
Right.
You know, realizing her own sexuality. I mean, there's a lot of stuff in here. That's going to be tough to approach, but it's so friendly.
And it really should be pointing out, because it is a teenage girl who is discovering herself and discovering what sex is. This is not done in a pervy way. So if people are like, what a 13-year-old naked girl pleasuring herself. No, that's you're missing the point. She's in the tub, but you don't see anything below her neck.
There is no nudity in this
book. No, there really isn't. Well, except for John's glowing wiener.
I guess John's wiener does glow, and you do see John's butt. There is no Susie-related nudity.
No. And if people are thinking that that's what this book is, it's just about sex and perversion, and here's this weird kink, you're really going to, I think, missing the point of what is going on in this book. And this somebody discovering reminds, that. Go ahead.
This reminds me of a short story or a short novella that I read probably 20 years ago called The Fermata, I believe it was, by Nicholson Baker, the guy who also did Vox, which was another real short story. Mm-hmm. But it was fascinating to me. Yeah, Vox was actually quite good. This is a book that manages to be funny and approachable and deal with sexuality without the sexuality being, you know, it's not Cinemax After Dark. It's right. A normal, average girl who has something completely abnormal and unaverage happening to her. And sex is part of her life. Her enjoyment of sex is part of her life. It's the trigger for whatever the hell it is she can do. But again, it's not like a porno book. It's not like, I mean, even Satellite Sam.
Oh yeah, there's a lot more. Yeah.
The sexy parts are sexier. And, you know, every issue of Sex has a big scene in it. Issue one had the girl scene, and issue two had, you know, whatever it had with Catwoman, who's not Catwoman. But this is not that. And I'm not condemning that. I read all three of those books. Mm-hmm. I read them. I'm adding this to my pull list as soon as I get to the store this week, because this is really well done. And the story just flows. I made a joke about, you know, the water and the faucet. Shut up. Anyway, the story really flows. It's a natural story. And the humor is completely... It's unavoidable. It's endemic to the story. Even the moments that are horrible still have a moment where you're just kind of like, this is kind of fun. And Susie's voice is so wonderful and so unique. You know, I'm kind of
Yeah. It's a great first chapter. I mean, we obviously, we learn the origin story of this person. We don't know if she's a hero. We don't know if she's a villain.
Or she's just some
That's
girl.
Interesting. As I'm going back and looking at the art.
Yes. Does it remind you of Michael Oeming?
No. I was going to say that the art reminds me a little bit of Oeming versus whoever does the Hawkeye series with Fraction.
Yes. There's a couple of guys who did the Hawkeye. But yeah, I can definitely see that.
It's interesting. That. If you look through this book... sex is dropped in the art a lot, like in the classroom at the very beginning, where the school principal's coming in to tell her what's going on. That first panel reading is sex.
Yes. There's a missing Y there.
Yeah. And it's because of placement of bodies and parts and people. And if you look at scatterings of clothes throughout the issue, it looks like that's pops up more than a few times. It's very interesting. The art is interesting, especially when we go into Time Freeze, because then we get all glowy and purpley and blue, and there's lens
Wonderful
flares everywhere.
It's
a really cool color effect.
But I wonder if that's something that is the artist the colorist?
Oh, well, let us look. Talk about the art while I look.
The art is that engaging sort of not quite primitive art that I like. Where the regular characters just walking around look perfectly normal.
Mm-hmm.
The sequences in the bathroom look like real bathrooms. And then you'll have the moment where something unusual happens and everything gets really freaky. And it also works. One of the earliest sequences is a 4-panel sequence of a man being thrown out or jumping out a glass window.
I think he's being thrown out or shot out.
Is he being thrown?
Because she's talking about her dad being killed and this guy.
Yeah, I think that's the guy who killed her dad.
Oh, who killed the dad and committing suicide. Sure. Okay.
But it's something where I like Zdarsky's art. I don't know if I've ever read anything by this artist before, but I'll tell you, he's going on my list of guys that I really like.
Yeah.
Because it's really charming. It's kind of a cross between the Michael Oeming power stuff, and that's how you would pronounce the O-E ligature. Also, it should be pronounced encyclopedia, but neither here nor there. There's nothing in this book. There's not even a single panel where I look at it and go, they didn't think this out.
Right.
There are some decisions that I'm like, I wouldn't have done that. but there aren't any moments where I go, they didn't think this out. It's really well constructed, mm-hmm. really well put together.
In fact, one of the most interesting panels I found in this whole book mm-hmm. was the full page where she's met John for the first time. And we've seen her throughout the book. When time stops, everyone's frozen, of course, and she can walk around and move and manipulate and do all these things. But what happens in this very fascinating panel is Zdarsky takes the two characters, John and Susan, and they haven't had sex. They're just meeting each other for the first time, and they're actually walking through the crowd. And as they S and snake through the crowd, you get the feeling as a reader that time has stopped for these two in this wonderful little moment where they've met each other for the first time. And it's very, you know, you're using this concept of comic books that doesn't show motion, and you're actually showing, you know, the stoppage of time in this. It's a fascinating panel. It's a little bit hard to describe, but it's very fascinating in how they've contrasted stop time and this moment of it feels like time has stopped.
And as we, you know, a little earlier in the book, we see Susie putting together her notebook and trying to figure mm-hmm. out the scope of her new abilities. There's a sequence where she's sitting there and we see entries in her little diary mm-hmm. and all the little things. And they've used blurring effects and they've implied a lot of motion. It looks like those things would be, this, you know, fully animated, those would be moving towards us in slow motion.
Or they're just spaced out in Z space and the depth of field is causing them to be out of focus. But
exactly. But that's the thing. The implication is that these are doing that visual trick where you see the calendar pages mm-hmm. moving mm-hmm. towards you, which I love the visual. I really like the thing that I really like is Grown Up Susie, our narrator,
mm-hmm.
is not like pervy, but she's really pretty and she smiles directly at the reader.
Right.
And there's moments where you're just like, aw, I want to read this just for her.
I think I need to go back and read this a couple of more times to see how they're playing with time in this book, because the fact that, you know, Susie is jumping backwards and forwards through time constantly as she's telling her story. She's taking her representation is taking the place of other characters in the book, a nurse, the librarian, etc. Mm-hmm. It's, you know, this manipulation of time in a comic book is real interesting. I mean, if you did this as a straight video or film or whatever,
it would be tough.
It would be different. It would really be different. But here, because we're looking at a still image, a slice of time in this book, this is real fascinating. This is real interesting, and maybe I'm reading too much into it, but it is it's well thought out and well planned, even to the point where, and this is a long book. This is 34 pages, 32 pages, and we only get introduced to what is going on here. We don't get introduced to the what happens next bit.
Right, and I think that I don't think you're overthinking it. I think that it's very intentional, and that they have put a lot of work into this. And it shows on the page. I mean, this is very, very much a unique kind of concept that you could really only get away with in a creator-owned comic.
So I wonder, though, the next question then mm-hmm. is, when we look at sex or sex criminals or Satellite Sam or whatever, are they using the allure of sex to sell this book?
Yes. But I think that in this case specifically, that'll get you through the door. I think what's going to keep you here is the cleverness of the narrative and the deftness of the art.
Mm-hmm.
This is a good book. I mean, this is a good looking book. Color wise, it's unusual. It's amazing.
Yeah.
That cover pops.
Oh, sure it does.
No matter what else is going on the wall, that big pink cover
mm-hmm,
pops.
Mm-hmm.
And even amongst the image books that have, you know, the weird sort of thingamathingama, this is a book that sticks out. Now, I hope we'll get 20 issues. I don't necessarily believe that we'll get 20 issues.
Yeah.
But I want to see that, you know, I want to see this story go to whatever logical conclusion it has. If it's a 6-issue mini, if it's an ongoing that lasts as long as an ongoing lasts, I'm kind of hoping that we get the saga technique where they have a 6-issue
mm-hmm.
arc.
Mm-hmm.
And if you don't love it, it can end. And if you do love it, then it can go on. But I, you know, I want to see more of this. I liked this book. This is my favorite read of the week, possibly of the last couple weeks.
Cool. I like this book, too. I thought it was really well done. I mean, there is so much. I mean, just the cover itself, if you look, it's very sexy.
It is.
And I love the back cover. There, this review yes. copy that we're reading does not have an inside front cover, so I can't give you all the credits. But obviously, it says for mature readers. Duh. Don't sell this to a kid.
What are you, nuts?
Seriously.
Yeah.
But really, when you compare it to the book Sex or even Satellite Sam, this one is relatively tame except for the topic matter of someone who's actively engaging in sex.
Right. And that in and of itself is, you know, another issue. Had she been shooting people in the face.
Yeah.
You know, would it necessarily be the same? We actually go to the back of the book and you see an ad for, Velvet, and you see a character who's just been shot in the face, you know, in the Satellite Sam ad. I don't necessarily feel like this girl having a sex drive and a sex life is something that automatically kills you. And apparently Becca Kinsey does the color flatting, whatever color flatting is.
But
Sadarsky is you know, done with all the art. By the way, the dedication, I'm not going to repeat it, but you need to buy this book just to read the dedication.
Just to get the dedication?
Yeah, the dedication on the inside back cover is just like, it's actually, it's fascinating.
This is a book that you need to have an open mind going into. If you go into it thinking, well, this is just going to be pervy sex, then that's all you're going to see. If you're in there going, oh, this is all about, liberation and all this, then maybe that's what you're going to get out of it. If you go into it going, this is a sci-fi romp, then you're going to get that out of it, too. So I just say keep an open mind and keep in mind that you're going to be paying $3.50 for a 32-page book, which I think is well worth the price.
Well, we pay $2.99 for 20 pages at Marvel in DC.
Exactly. So
there you go.
Buy it.
If you are over 18, go buy it. If you're not over 18, buy it in a few years.
Well,
in a trade.
So you guys would not sell this to anyone under 18 at your store? Okay.
Nope. This is going to be actually sealed in a bag.
Oh, is it? Okay.
Yeah. We do that with anything that has.
I'm curious how you're going to just cover up the logo of the front of the book, because the image eye is interesting.
I don't necessarily know that we have to.
Okay.
If you just look at the cover, I mean, the cover is suggestive, certainly. It certainly does, you know, imply things, but it implies it in a stylized manner.
Yeah.
And any resemblance to the female genitalia is purely and utterly absolutely intentional.
Yes, I'm sure.
I'm certain. Yeah. So that's
It's great. It's what's her name? Who painted the flowers?
Georgia O'Keefe.
Georgia O'Keefe. Yeah.
That's what it is.
It's a Georgia O'Keefe cover.
And Georgia O'Keefe by way of Nagel.
Yeah.
Is what it is. Yes.
Yeah. All right. So last week we weren't here. My son was sick. It was a crazy day. We couldn't get any shows recorded. Next week we do plan on being back. Next week we will probably be on a Thursday. Just because we've got. I think we're recording a Critical Hit next week.
On Wednesday. We just did that.
Well, I know we're trying to bank as many as we can because, you know.
We love comics and you do too?
Yes, exactly. One for One Star Wars. That's a Star Wars first issue for a buck comes out next week from Dark Horse Comics. Okay. The Good Luck Trolls Mystery Box Series 3. Do you guys sell those in the store? Did anybody come in and buy those?
No. We're not going to sell Good Luck Trolls.
Star Wars number 2 Lucas Draft comes out from Dark Horse Comics next week.
Meh.
Action Comics 24. Oh, thank God we're done with the Point Villain Week, Month, whatever that is.
Oh, is it finally time?
It is finally time, because now we're at Action Comics 24, Batwing 24, Batman Odyssey Trade Paperback, Batman Black and White, Batman Court of Owls, DC Comics Presents Batman, Detective Comics with Batman. Man, you think they'd publish a Batman book or two over at DC Comics.
I know, right?
Earth 2 number 14 comes out next week, Forever Evil number 2, Ferris 2 number 20.
Or Earth 4 number 12.
Yep. Actually, it's Earth 2 number 16, not 14.
That'll work too.
JLA Earth 2 Deluxe Hardcover Edition. Scooby-Doo, Where Are You? Number 38.
Not the same Earth 2 as the current Earth 2, mind you. different.
Oh, really? Earth 2. Yeah, I'm so confused.
Well, that's actually the second Earth 2. The first Earth 2 was actually Earth 3.
That's why I don't read very much DC anymore. It's so confusing. Trillium number 3 comes out.
Trillium! Hello!
IDW Publishing has Doctor Who Prisoners of Time number 9. Mm-hmm. It also has G.I. Joe Cobra Files number 7, Jack Cole Deadly Horror hardcover. Gin Rise number 7, Judge Dredd. Man, next week is really a light week when I look at all these companies, because DC has maybe 25 books. Image Comics has maybe a dozen.
What do you got for Marvel?
Well, let's look. Well, let's do Image first. Carbon Gray trade paperback, Bushido number 1, It Girl in the Comics, It Girl in the Atomics round 2, World is Flat trade paperback. Invincible Universe number 7. Ooh, Morning Glories number 32.
We haven't ever reviewed Invincible.
Not the Invincible Universe we haven't. I think we've done the Invincible book.
No, never.
Never, I'm pretty sure we have. Top Douglas Kid on Earth number 6 comes out next week. Marvel Comics has the all-new X-Men number 17. Captain America Living Legends number 1. That one is also a short week for Marvel. Daredevil Dark Knights number 5. Fantastic Four.
Captain America.
I don't know. I don't know anything about it.
Me neither.
It's a $3.99 book. We got Iron Man number 16. I know, $4, man, with tax. Iron Man number 16, Marvel Knights, Spider-Man. Different kind of Knights. K-N-I-G-H-T.
Right. Like Daredevil Legends of the Dark Knight.
Right. Savage Wolverine number 9.
That's actually Wovage Salverine.
Thor and the Mighty Avengers. Thor by Walt Simonson trade paperback number 2. Thor season 1. Man, it's almost like there's a Thor movie coming out not too far away.
You're Thor.
Thunderbolts number 16. Wolverine trade paperback, Blood Wedding. And the rest. Oh, you know what comes out is next week, October 1st.
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure next week is Night of the Living Archie or whatever it is.
Afterlife with Archie?
That's what I'm trying to look and see if it's on here. I don't see it, but I could have swore that I saw Francesco Francavilla tweet yesterday that October 1st was when the series kicked off. But I don't see it in the solicitations.
Well, we have it down as October 30th, but that may be
a placeholder. Because we just didn't know. That was a placeholder.
You're a placeholder.
Black Bat number 6 comes out from Dynamite Entertainment, Blackbird graphic novel, Cave Woman, Primal One Shot.
Primal.
Codename Action number 2.
Codename Action.
Cthulhu graphic novel, Volume 2. Dawn of the Arcana, Devil and Her Love Song.
These are actual Beck albums.
Here's the one, Two Turntables and a Microphone, number 32. Nice. I'm sorry, number 33 and a half.
When does Devil's Haircut come out?
Devil's
October Haircut. 9th is Afterlife with Archie.
Okay, cool.
So it's the week after next.
All right, Ghost Town, number 3. God is Dead, number 2. Monster Massacre and Monstrosity, Mutt's Treasury, Cat Crazy, soft cover.
Okay, now you're just saying random words.
That or I've had a stroke. Let's see. Pathfinder Goblins number 3.
Hair.
No, it's supposed to be burning wood. Penny for Your Soul, Death number 2. Some people have liked that in the past. Razor Jack.
They had naked girls.
Yes, they did. RoboCop Last Stand number 3. That's the Frank Miller RoboCop.
Drop it, creep.
Shadow Now. Drop the book or drop your weapon. Shadow Now number 1. Sharky hardcover. Let's see, Tarot Witch Key Deluxe Set with Litho.
Sharky.
Uber number 6.
You're an Uber.
And let's see, we won't see Auschwitz graphic novel. End on a downer there.
Captain America, will you do Uber?
Yeah, we'll do Captain America. We'll do Captain America next week. And then Afterlife with Archie after that. And that should hopefully, if we don't have any disruptions, check it out. Listeners. Over at MajorSpoilers.com, we want to know if you have read Sex Criminals number 1 by Matt Fraction and Zdarsky. Yeah. Chip Zdarsky, is that really his
Chip
first name?
Chip Zdarsky.
Okay. We've got a rating system over there at MajorSpoilers.com. You just go into it, give it your own 5-star rating, and those will be averaged up and tabulated up and let people know what you think of this book. And if you liked it or didn't like it, we've got a comment section that you can share your thoughts. And if you like this show, do us a favor. Head over to iTunes. and give us a comment or two. We'd like to see some comments come up there, and certainly let your friends know about this show and spread the words that each week we sit down and we give you an in-depth review over one book, because that's what we do.
Right, and in a couple of weeks, we're going to kill Forsyth Jones.